Doug, this is Rick Tading on Tanya Russo. Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, T as in Thomas, T-T-A-N-Y-A, Tanya, T as in Thomas. Tanya Russo, R-U-S-S-O, R as in Robert. Tanya Russo, date of birth 11-2-1949, date of visit 5-27-26. Please make copy for Maya Laprade. Maya, M-A-Y-A, M as in Mary. Maya Laprade, L-A-P-R-A-D-E, Laprade, D-O. Next paragraph, dear Maya, thank you for sending Tanya Russo for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chief complaint is cough and wheezing period. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 76-year-old female with a history of persistent cough for the past 2 weeks. Also has experienced some wheezing and shortness of breath with activity period. The patient was sent for a chest x-ray on 5/21, which showed no active infiltrate. she has used an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis, and she does not have any sputum production and denied fevers, chills, or night sweats or chest pains period. Next, the patient does have some allergic symptoms with nasal allergies, post-nasal drip, and does use a Flonase nasal spray. And Claritin. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for atrial fibrillation and history for ablation. She has had a tonsillectomy remotely and a hysterectomy. She also had a total hip replacement on the left in 2010 and a right hip replacement in 2017 period. She had two ectopic pregnancies in 1979 and 82. Also had a fractured clavicle in 02 and has been treated for diabetes for over 10 years. She has chronic kidney disease and has had a pericardial effusion in the past. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin, vancomycin, emicin. Next line, med list included Cardizem 120 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Farxiga 5 milligrams daily, Gabapentin 100 milligrams BID, Crestor 20 milligrams daily, and Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN, and the Flonase nasal spray in each nostril period. Next paragraph, habits. The patient has a history of smoking one pack per day for 16 years and then quit 45 years ago, period. Next paragraph, could you please add in the allergies, morphine to the allergies too. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of breast cancer. Father died at age 97. Next, system review. The patient has had some weight loss, fatigue, denies fevers, chills. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has vertigo, no hoarseness or nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency with nighttime awakening and eczema. She has wheezing and coughing spells. She has reflux symptoms and no abdominal pains. No, she does have diarrhea with constipation. says occasional chest pains and palpitations. No calf muscle pains or leg swelling. She has anxiety with depression. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no headaches, seizures, but has numbness of the extremities, memory loss, and has had skin rash with itching and easy bruising. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a moderately overweight elderly white female, no acute distress, there's no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, superfluid edema. Blood pressure 138/70, pulse 85, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 170 pounds, saturation 95. HEND had non-cephalic, pupils are reactive, clear over clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Scattered wheezes bilaterally with prolonged expirations. Heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2, with no murmur in S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities will, no edema, mild varicosities. No calf tenderness, reflexes of 1+ with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number 1, chronic cough is reactive by way of disease. Number 2 is recurrent bronchitis. And number 3 is allergic rhinitis. And number 4 is diabetes mellitus. Number 5, hypertension. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC with differential IgE level and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. A CT scan of the chest will be ordered without contrast. And the patient at this time does not have any acute infection. And a follow-up visit to be arranged after her above investigations are completed. And I'll make an addendum report. Follow-up in 4 weeks. Next paragraph. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Maya Laprade, M-A-Y-A, Laprade, L-A-P-R-A-D-E-D-O.